let's take it from the top. Maybe have a little bit more clarity in the issue of the least. So the Gemara says, "Vod me'iracha mehu me'ar sheshes." I'm a echad ben talmidim yesh di lamed al uschus min shtatik ma'o. That's Rashi. Ma'o min shtatik ne'ala. Ma'o mi omar? Do we say he lo yeshtatik haminamish v'dvar? Betzorich lister es hadin ulohavi dayonim acher. So yesterday I was medayik the loshon Rashi, sort of lister sadim, that we're talking about after the Gemar Din. The nidin of the bayu was that it was after the Gemar Din. If we'd be in the middle of the Gemar Din, if we'd be in the middle of the Din, then there's nothing to be, you don't have to be soiser the Din. Had there been no point in dayonim achem, what would the dayonim achem be different than the dayonim? So the mashmos in Rashi is that we're talking la'achar adin, and we want to be soiser sadim. And the Chorus Meduik also from the next Rashi. Because the next Rashi, Menatech of Sheshes Biyodei, the verses of Sheshes said, Yochei Achil Echel B'Soif Oilam Nami. So Sheshes Hasoga basically is, why does it have to only be if he said, Yesh Li Lamed Ol Oschus? Why would it, if you, in Bosu Lochus, Shem Yesh Mamesh Bidvar, so B'Choshesh V'Echel B'Soif Oilam? Says Rashi, Kloy Merech Hazer Shemartish, Kemen Shemashtatek, Mahoyel Yilhochi Ossi Sulmechash, I feel echad b'soif ha'olam nami emo b'chol ha'yoytzim li'harig shem yesh echad b'soif ha'olam she'edeh lo'yitzchus. So Meduik and Rashi, we're talking about a yoytzi li'harig. Because if we were talking about in the middle of the din, if the original bayi was in the original of the din Torah, so Rav Sheshes' question, we should also be in the middle of the din Torah. In Basel Lachish, in the middle of the din Torah, maybe yesh mamish b'dvar, so why not be choshesh shem yesh echad b'soif ha'olam? So it's Meduik again in Rashi, that the need in here is, we're talking about a yoytzi li'harig. It's after the Gemara Din. And we're already by now by the stage of Yetzel Yehorek. And Omer Echad, Yeshli Lamed Ol Oschus. And one of the Talmidim said, Yeshli Lamed Ol Oschus. And then he was Nishtatik. Are we Soysel Din? Or we're not Soysel Din? So Rav Sheshes, the question is, so every time, every Yetzel Yehorek, why only for Omer Echad, why only by Nishtatik? Every Yetzel Yehorek should have the same problem. So again, it's Meduik and Rashi, that we're talking about La'achar Gemara Din, when he's being Yetzel Yehorek. And yesterday I also pointed out that it's really Meduik in the Gemara itself. Because what is this Baya doing over here in Perek Nigmar HaDin? Should be in the previous Perek. The Din of Omer Echem and the Talmidim Yesh Lamed Ol Oschus is in the previous Perek. So why is this Baya, why is this whole Shaka Vatai over here in Perek Nigmar HaDin? The answer is because it's going on the Mishnah of Omer Echad Yesh Lamed Ol Oschus, but Yetzel Yehorek. Omer Echad Yesh Lamed Ol Oschus, and they were made into Sedarim, and they sent out the Sus, which Rashi learns means Omer Echad Yesh Lamed Ol Oschus means that somebody in Beis Din, like the Rashi over there in the Mishnah, bid Beis Din, somebody in Beis Din, let's say one of the Talmidim, said Yesh Li Lamed Ol Oschus, but then it was Nishtatik. So in the Gemara itself, and the fact that this whole Shaka Vatai is here in Perek Nigmar HaDin, it's Meduyik again, as it's Meduyik in Rashi, that the need is that he was, that we're talking Achar Gemar Din, and therefore the Shaila is, should we be, this guy was Nishtatik, but is there enough here, maybe Shem Yishmamish Bedor, is there enough here that we should be that we should be soysed with it. Now, the Ran quotes Rashi, and the Ran says further that the Shashir is that maybe if the guy had not been the Shatik, he would be able to convince the Dayan. Like, who knows what he had to say? Maybe he had mamash, you know, this guy is now, he's never looking to start, who knows, maybe he's Rebbe Traeger. He would have slugged up the whole thing. So he would have convinced the Dayanim that the whole Chiyuv is wrong. So Mimela, we have to pater. So the Ran says, yeah, I have a Ran, they borrowed the Ran. Pirish Rashizah. Shomer Yesi Lamed Ol Oschus Vinishtatik Lehiskit Vosses Tamadur Mao Im Choshishim Shemo Hayo Kulam Royin Es Dvarav. Maybe if he would only said what he had to say, all the other Dayanim would have been Royin Es Dvarav. They would all agree to him. Vishoshim Hadin. And will be Shoshim Hadin? Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think that's the Pshat in Rashi? That the chashash here is that he would convince all the other Dayanim? Probably is, because if we don't think he's going to convince the other Dayanim, so he'll be outvoted anyway. Let's say the verdict was, let's say it wasn't 51 to, you know, maybe it wasn't just a majority of one. Let's say it was a majority of 10 convicted him. So if he's not going to convince anybody, even if this guy is Mamish Midorah, he would only be a vote of one, it's not really going to change the outcome anyway. So obviously, the Chash is, and you have to say, Doctor, the Chash is that maybe this fellow, he's convincing enough that we have at least the possibility that he might be able to persuade other Dayanim to come to his side. So I guess Rashi does have to say that, does have to agree to that. But the Lashon Aran, really, the Lashon Aran Behemshech is Chayshishin Shayukulu Royim Dvarav Upeitrinoise. That's really something more. The Lashon Aran is that the Chash, Shemi Yishmamish Bedvarav, is Shemi Yishmamish Vidvarav, Shema Hayu, we don't know what he would have to say. But we have to think, maybe Yishmamish Vidvarav, maybe he would be so persuasive that he would be able to convince all the other Dayanim, who pay to Naisai. And therefore, and we send him home? Here, in the beginning, the Ran rather doesn't say those words, but Behem Shech does say it. Something he means it here as well. Is that what Rashi holds? That the chash of Shemi Yishmamish Vidorah means that we should be paid there?
Does that mean ultimately
not paid there?
Does that
mean that the sacrifice? I mean, maybe it's part of the chash. Where chayshish and maybe they would all be right.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was saying,
right.
The same
word.
The Ram would say the same thing. Also, we have to
include him. No, so that's my point. The Ram never says the words that we're Mavim Dayanam Acher. He quotes to Rashi Shem Yishmamish Bedvarov, and they were says to Mesadin. But Rashi is a Mavim Dayanam Acher, and the Ram doesn't say that. I don't think it makes any sense according to the Ram. If according to the Ram, the idea is Shemi Yishmamish Dvarav, maybe the Achayim we Roim is Dvarav, and therefore says the Chash over here is that the Tzad of the Baya is, and maybe we should say Shemi Yishmamish Dvarav, Upeitunoisai. We should send them home. The Ram doesn't, forget, Rashi doesn't say we send them home. Rashi says the Baya is that we have to be Sayyid to the Dinu Mavim Dayanam Achayim. We have to start from scratch. But the Ran says, I think there's a machlekes here in the way the Ran, the way we have the Rashi printed by us, and the way the Ran says over Rashi. The Ran says over Rashi, the chash is Shem Yesh Mamish Bedvarav, Shem Hayu Acherim Roim Es Dvarav Upeitrim Loisei. And if we pater him, we send him home, because we don't. For all we know, we never know what this guy's going to say. So what's going to help to? And I asked according to the Ran, I understand the Ran, because what's going to help to bring new Dayanim? But there's this guy over here who said Yeshli Lulamad Ulufschus. So how do I know? Who knows what he would have said? Shemi Yishmamish Dvarav, and the same way he would have convinced the old Dayanim, maybe he would convince the new Dayanim. We have no way of knowing because he's in the Shtatik. So what's going to help to bring new Dayanim? So point to the Rad that says the Rad there for Paitanaisa. You don't bring new Dayanim, you send them home.
I don't know what we have to say that the Rambam said that you meditate.
Yeah.
Because, Rashi, the Shash that Yishmamish Dvarav. That chash that no guy in the world is ever going to think of what this person came on. It's a testimony about the current proceedings. This guy was listening to these they don't discuss and realized that there was something that they hadn't been through again. But it's not a chash that nobody in the world will ever think of what this guy's going to say.
But the random Isis says quite the nicer.
But I think, in terms of just strictly what he says, he's talking about this verb.
You mean maybe Paitanoi say means that we partner him from this verdict?
That's all it says.
Okay, because that Ran is talking about cleaning wedding. We'll see what the Ran, that Ran at the bottom of the Ran, he's already talking about the Gemara's Kasha about the he's already talking about the Toshma. So he's talking about cleaning, which we're going to talk to him about in a second. But he's already holding in the Gemara about Toshma. We're talking about cleaning my din, and the Gemara's Madaik Zika in Loi Zika Loi, and he explains. But according to that sound the Baya, the Shemi Yishmamish B'dvarav, so we should say Shemi Yishmamish B'dvarav. How you write Mr. Dvarav, like you said before, who patronizes. So he's talking about in the middle of the Din Torah, and Paitanoisa, what does Paitanoisa mean? Actually, we're Saisa, it didn't happen yet. Paitanoisa means we send them home. I think it's Meduyuk in the Ran. That is the Ran, we'll see in a second, there's a lot of virtue in the way the Ran learns, the way the Ran quotes Rashi. It's not the Rashi that we have, and we have to live with it, but the Rashi, the way the Ran quotes Rashi, the tzad of the Bayi, it's it'll be smoother in the Hemshev Gemara. According to the Ran's reading, I think that's what it says in the Ran. According to the Ran's reading, the tzad of the Baya of Yeshimamish with Varov is that we think that we don't know what he would have said. He might have said something really, really good, and he might have convinced these Dayonim and other Dayonim and any Dayonim, and therefore played the Noise. So therefore, the guy's potter. That'll be the din that he's potter. But let me finish the Ran. I'm not going to get anywhere if we don't get past the first thing. Yeah.
So according to the Ran, the proceedings were just done. He's potter.
Yeah.
Just because he was a shatik.
Yeah. As they say, that's what the Ran says. Shemi Yishma, there's a fellow who said Yesh Lam, there's a Talmud who said Yesh Lam, and Oskusa. Now he's stuck, he's gesticulating wildly, but he says that Yesh Lam is Bidvar. So we have to be Cheshish. Rashi learns not that way. Rashi says, Soysin es adinu mavim dayonu macher. I think that's not like the Ran.
Wasn't the Ran giving
Chad
Rashi to start
off? Yeah, and he's quoting Rashi, but it's not the way we are Rashi. He doesn't bring the words Besoysim, it will be in the Olam Acher. He just brings the words Soysim and says, look, I think it's not the way we have Rashi. We have Rashi, we'll be in the Olam Acher. L'chor, the way we have the Rashi, so we have the way we have the Rashi, we have to understand this far. What's the Maile bringing the Olam Acher? If the Maile, we have this Chash Shem Yish Mamish B'dvarav. So the Chash Shem Yish Mamish B'dvarav, so what's going to help to bring the Dayonim? Maybe if he only knew what he had to say, maybe we'd convince the new Dayanim too. So we said yesterday also that since when we bring new Dayanim, it means we have to rethink it. Since we're Chayshu Shemi Yishma Meshavarov, so we have to start from scratch. We can't start from scratch with the same Dayanim. Because these Dayanim, they already thought it through, and they were Gomer Sedin, and they came to their conclusion. And vis-a-vis their conclusion, there's an Echel who said, no, Yesh Li Lamed Ol Tzchus, I think your conclusion is wrong. And we have to be Chayish Hashem, Yesh Mamesh B'dvar. So now we have to start from scratch. We can't start from scratch from these Dayanim. What are these Dayanim do? They already were Gomer their Din. They already came to their conclusion, and we have a Talmud who said that their conclusion is wrong, and we don't know why, and maybe he's right. So we have to bring new Dayanim. If we bring new Dayanim, we start from scratch. Like somebody was saying, if we bring new Dayanim and start from scratch, then we're allowed to think like any Din Torah. Now, every time you have a Din Torah, maybe how do you know they're going to explore all the possibilities? Maybe they're going to miss something. We have confidence in our Dayanim that they'll come to the right conclusion. So if you have Dayanim who came to a conclusion and then there's a Talmud who said, no, they missed something. So we have to be chayshish. Maybe they thought they missed something. And with them, they were going to raise a Din, so we can't ask, what are we going to do with them? They were already going to raise a Din. So we can't use them again. They were Gomer Sedin. But if we bring new Dayanim and start from scratch, then we don't have to be Cheshish for that Talmud, because it's like new Dayanim, we assume we'll cover all the bases. Akoponim, I don't want to get too bogged down in this svar. Well, but Akoponim, I think there's a machlekes here between Rashi and the Ran, even though the Ran is saying Pirush Rashi. I think there's a difference between the way the Ran quotes Rashi and the way we have Rashi. The Ran's version of Rashi is that Paitanoisa, Shemi Yishmamish B'dorav Paitanoisa, and Rashi's version, and our version of Rashi that we have printed, is that Mevi'im Dayonim Acher. That we don't pack the guy, but we're Mevi'im Dayonim Acher. So now let's go on to the next step. Yeah.
Who are you so saying, culture from this Gemarden and say we do it from this
Gemarden? I don't think this is what it means.
Maybe
it should say Mevi'im Dayonim Acher. I don't know if it means that. Especially since that round of Pitanoi, so he's talking about, as we'll see in a second, he's talking about the Toshmai Soma Kaidan wedding. Which we'll pay in a second. He's talking Kaidan wedding. So what does Pitanoi mean? Pitanoi over there means we send them home. So if you send them home over there, we send them home over here also. So let's go on to the Toshma, which is where that round of Pitanoi is actually situated. Says the Gemara, Toshma. What brings your Raya? From, I guess it's a Bryson. Toshma. So the Ran in the previous parak says it means that he's even though he's dead, but since he already was he said his time is chus, he made his opinion known. So Mamela in the minion of the Gemar Din, we count him as a not guilty vote. So Rois Medayek, Zika in Loi Zika Loi. It's only because he was Mazakin. But if he would have not been, he would just have Geshli Lamed Luchus and he would have died, then we would ignore him. Now, that already is talking about Koinon Gwadin. That, by definition, is talking about Koinon Gwadin. That's the case. The fellow said, Yeshli Lama Ruluskos, and he died before the Gemar Din. And the Chiddush of Yeshli Rabbi Chanan is that nonetheless he counts in the Gemar Din. Even though he's dead, he's mitzvah to the Gemar Din. So obviously, Yeshli Rabbi Chanan is talking about a case where he said, Yeshli Lama Ruluskos, before the Gemar Din. So, let me ask you a question. If we're talking about before the Gemar Din, according to the tzad and the baya that yesh mamish b'dvara, the baya after all was after the Gemar Din, meduik in the Mishnah, meduik in Rashi, it's meduik for the fact that it's in Perek Gemar Din, it's meduik from Rashi. The baya, the original baya was la'achar Gemar Din, and we have a tzad that shem yesh mamish b'dvara. But what, according to that tzad that la'achar Gemar Din we choish shem yesh mamish b'dvara, what happens when the same event occurs kodem Gemar Din? And one of the Talmidim said, Yeshli Lamed Luchus, and he dies, and the Gemar Din hasn't happened yet. Listen, Svar. According to that side of the Baya, that Rechay Shishem Yesh Mamesh B'dvara, so the Baya is the Achar Gemar Din. But how does that translate to Kodem Gemar Din? So let's think it through the Fila Ran, and we'll think it through according to Rashi. The Fila Ran, by one of the Talmidim said, Yeshli Lamed Luchus, after the Gemar Din, the Baya was maybe a Shemamish with Chayshu Shem Yishmamish with the book. Maybe, for all we know, he would have convinced all of the Dayanim. And we would, and Potanos, we would send them home. So, what would be the exact same case, Koinu Gmadin? The Dayanim are busy talking. And one of the guys said, Yeshu Lamed Luchus, and then he dies. So, what will be, according to that side of the Baya, that Shem Yishmamish with the book? What? Got a trick question. Some of the same thing. Send them home. Because after all, maybe we convinced the Dayanim. What's the difference? Just like after the Gemar Din, and they already Paskin Chayiv, Aloydorim Chal Vachemer. After the Gemar Din, based on Paskin Chayiv, and one guy says, Yeshu Lama Luschus, and he's Neshatik. So we have a Tzad, Shem Yishmamish Bidvar. Maybe we convince all the Dayanim, and we have to send him home. We can't even make a Dudin Torah, because we don't know. Maybe this guy would convince, he would convince all the Chachamim in the world. So we have to send the guy home. So if in the middle of the Torah, one of the Talmidim does the same thing, so it'll be the same thing. We'll have to pater him. And if that's the case, I understand the Toshma very well. Then the Toshma is very good. And now, even though the Baya, it's Meduyuk, the Baya was Lachar Gemar Din, because it's going on the Mishnah, Nigmar Din, and the Toshma is Koidim Gemar Din, no problem. Because in Svara, what's the difference if it's Lachar Gemar Din or if it's Koidim Gemar Din? If Lachan Wadin, we would send him home. So Kaidim Wadin, we should also send him home. And that's the Gemara's question. Talking about the bright Rabbi Yisrael Chinen only said if the guy actually said his Tainus. So then he's a Royal Ezekiel Chai Vayvid Mukaiman. But if he would have just been the Shtatek, then not. What do you mean? We should Shemi Yesh Mamish Bidvar. Maybe we convince all of the honor, we should send the guy home. So it's very good. The Fi Niran, that's why I said before, the Gemara is easier. Because the Bayi was Achag Wadin, the Toshma is Kaidim Wadin, the Fi Niran. So what? It's all the same. Shem Yesh Mamash Bidvar, if he would convince that the Yonim would play to Nisa. Now the Ran has, there is still a question that one might ask, which the Ran asks. which is, the Ran is a smaller question. The Ran asks, what's the raya from Rav Yosi Rav Chanina? Maybe la'olam, maybe we really say Shema Yesh Ramesh B'dvarav, and maybe the din really is that we send the guy home and he's potter. So why do Rav Yosi Rav Chanina say Ziko Meis? Why didn't he just say Meis? Ask the Ran, maybe the reason why Rav Yosi Rav Chanina said it that way is because if he actually said his tainus, then it's less. Then he gets a vote, but we don't pat to the guy. This guy said his tainus. He didn't give us the other day on, so we give him a vote. But if it was neshtatik before he said his tainus, maybe in a chinami, maybe we take send the guy home. In other words, maybe loizika is stronger than zika. By loizika, who knows what he would have said? Maybe he's the gadol hador that we unbeknownst to us, and he has some tainus that would convince everybody in the world. So we have to paitunos it. Rav Yosi Rav Chanina said zika umeis. Not because by loy zika we don't listen to him at all, we're not chayshish at all. Because by loy zika we're more chayshish. By loy zika we think, who knows, maybe he said something unbelievable. And if we have to patter the nidoy. Mashenken by zika, he said what he had to say, though then I'm obviously not so impressed. So we give him a vote, but not more than that. So what's the Gemara's diak altogether? The Gemara, it was mashma to the Gemara, if that's right, basically the thought that he would have spoken that out too. It's mashma from the loss of Rav Yosi Rav Chanina that zika we reckon with and loy zika is nothing. If Rav Yosi Rav Chanina thought that Zika we reckon with as one vote, and Loi Zika we reckon as a veto on the whole proceedings, then Rav Yosi Rav Chanina would have said that. But the fact that Rav Yosi Rav Chanina only talked about Zika, didn't talk about Loi Zika, so that was mashu to the Gemara that Zika attack has a repercussion, and Loi Zika has no repercussions at all, and that's the Gemara's Toshma. That's the Gemara according to the Ran, so it's a very straightforward. So that's how the Ran takes care of that loose thread. But the point that I'm bringing, the main point that I want to make is that Lafi Ran, that the need that over here is Paitunoisoi, so the Gemara is much smoother. There's no difference. Kailing Madin, Lachim Madin, what's the Nafgamina? So maybe the Toshma is very good. The Bai was Lachim Madin, the Toshma is Kailing Madin. But so what? Lagabi Paitunoisoi, it's all the same. But what about according to Rashi? According to Rashi, according to Rashi, the bayu was not that we should be paitanoisa. It's not side of paitanoisa. According to Rashi, the bayu was that since it's that maybe Shemi is mamish b'dvarov, and therefore we have to reset the whole din Torah. We have to start from scratch. So we can't start from scratch. But these dayanim were already they already voted what they already came to their conclusion. So we can't start from scratch with them. So Mele Soisim is Hadinu Mavim Dayanim Acher. The Kitzer, according to Rashi, the Baya was, maybe Shema Yishramash Bevarav, that we should be Soisir as Hadinu Mavim Dayanim Acher. Let's get this distant Torah is going to be a mistrial, and we'll start with new Dayanim. So then it's hard to understand. So what's the Toshma? The Toshma is Koinim Radin. Even on the side that Shema Yishramash Bevarav, that we're Chayshish, there is Mamash Bevarav, what would be according to Rashi, on the side that Shema Yishramash Bevarav, and Soisim is Adinu Mavim Dayanim Acherim. That's La'achek Madin. What'll be in the same case where he said Yesh Lam and Uschus and it was Neshtatik, and that's how the Shem Yesh Mamish Bidvarim, what would be Kodim Madin? Achek Madin is Soisim is Adinu Mavim Dayanim Acherim. But what'll be Kodim Madin? Why should we Soisim is Adinu Mavim Dayanim Acherim? We haven't had a din yet, and these Dayanim are our Dayanim Acherim. They haven't come to any conclusions yet. L'chayro, L'fi Rashi, that we're not sending the guy home. We're just starting from scratch. That's the Achag Madin. So these Dayanim are used up. We have to start with new Dayanim. But Koinig Madin, and this side in the Bay, even in the side of the Bay, the Yesh Mamish Bidwar, Koinig Madin, L'chayra, we should, life goes on with the Dayanim that we have. Because these are Dayanim, the Dayanim that we have are Dayanim Acherim. These Dayanim haven't done anything yet. So they are Dayanim Acherim. And nothing's happened to be Saisir. So L'chayra L'fi Rashi, even on the side that Shema Yesh Mamish Bidvarav, and with Soisim Esadin and Mavim Dayanim Acherim, that's the Achang Madin. But Kaidim Gmadin, even if we're Chayshi Shema Yesh Mamish Bidvarav, there'll be no repercussions, because Kaidim Gmadin, the Soisim Esadin and Mavim Dayanim Acherim reduces to nothing. There's no din to be Soisir. These Dayanim are just as good as any other Dayanim. They haven't come to any firm conclusions yet either. So what's the Toshma? What does the world want from the Toshma? If it's Shema Yesh Mamish Bidvarav, so how come in the Toshma we don't say the same thing? Maybe we do, but that's the same thing. We'll just go on with the Dayanim that we have. So what's the Toshma? According to Rashi, how did Rashi learn the Toshma? What does the Gemara want altogether from the Toshma? The Toshma is Kodim Madin. Chayim Adin, I understand that Rav Yechanan is fine. Rav Yechanan says, if he was Mizaka and he said his tainus and he laid them out, so then we give him a vote. But if he and he casts a vote, but if he didn't say anything, so we're just chayshish, just die. So what are we chayshish? Shemi Yishmamish, fine. So Shemi Yishmamish B'dvarav. So what? Shemi Yishmamish B'dvarav. So we start from scratch. So we do start from scratch. After all, when we start from scratch, we start in the bay itself. When we start from scratch, how many deonim do we have now? 23. We don't count this guy. This guy can't talk. We have 23 new deonim. So cutting line is the same thing. We'll bring these same 23 dayanim. They'll be our new dayanim. They haven't done anything yet, and we'll have the same 23 dayanim. So what is the number one altogether? That's basically the. It's really the question I asked yesterday, but now I'm asking it more coherently. I hope. More coherent to me anyway. Yeah.
Mochach in the next Rashi that the Tashma thinks that if he says Yesh Lam Lavschos that he dies, then he's Eilam in a minion with the Zakai vote.
So you're right, but what's the Sot? So I think the answer is going to have to be with Rashi, with Echrach. That, and it's sad that Shemi Yesh Mamish B'dvarav, or Choshish that it is Mamish B'dvarav. So Klapi, these 23 Dayanim who are here, after what's that halacha? By Omer Echon Natalim Yeshli Lamed Olusos, we're violent to the basin, it's Mistar to the basin. That's the halacha we saw in the previous part. So let's picture. We have it in Torah with 23 Dayanim, it's sitting in the Mingdan, and one of the Talmidim said Yeshli Lamed Olusos, and we're Chay Shishem Yeshli Lamed Olusos. And the tzad, that's the bayah, are we Chay Shishem Yeshli Lamed Olusos? But the tzad of the bayah is, the bayah is that maybe we should say Shema Yesh Mamish B'dvarav. Well, if there's Mamish B'dvarav, then he was mitzaref to these 23 dayanim. So once he was mitzaref to these 23 dayanim, so now that the herkav of this based in his 23 dayanim plus this talmud, because maybe Yesh Mamish B'dvarav, but he was mitzaref to this based. So if I want to go forward with this based in, then I have to count this Talmud as a yes vote. Because Shema Yesh Mamish, I don't know for sure, but Shema, maybe it's a yes vote. I always have to be Machmir. I mean, Machmir means I always have to be Noit Del Hokum. So since I have a possibility that it's Yesh Mamish B'dvar, and if it's Yesh Mamish, and if it's Yesh Mamish B'dvar, he was Mistarif to this based, and he was Mistarif to this based as a Malamid Schus. He wasn't Mistarif as a Malamid Chavi, he was Mistarif as a Malamid Schus. So these Dayonim, if I want to go forward with these Dayonim, I can go forward with these Dayonim. But I'll have to go forward on the basis of Roy Noisi Kibul Chayim is after him. Chayim, I'll have to give him a vote, a not guilty vote. If I could bring Dayanim Achir, in the previous case, where these Dayanim came to a conclusion, and now we're being Seisrim as Adinim of Dayanim Achirim. So when we're being Dayanim Achirim, we don't count this Talmud in. Because by now, this Talmud is written in the Shtapik. So clearly, I knew Dayanim, we can't be Messiah of this Talmud. Why should we be Messiah of this Talmud? He can't talk. So he had no way and no reason to be mistarif to the new Dayanim. So if in the Bayah, we never said, Rashi didn't say in the Bayah that the Tzoysim is Adin, Umavim Dayanim Acherim, and this guy also counts as the 24 Dayan who's Mizakim Kondi. That Rashi never said. Because in the Bayah, we're talking about the Acher Agmadin. The Acher Agmadin, we have to be Tzoysim Adin, because we can't use these Dayanim anyway. These Dayanim are finished, they use up. So these Dayanim we have to throw out, we're going to bring new 23 new Dayanim. Once we make 23 new dayanim, we're not going to be mitzaref the Talmud, because klapi the new dayanim, he's not a malam eschus anymore. He can't raise his hand and say yesh di malam eschus, because he's already mute. He's been muted. So klapi the new dayanim, I have 23 new dayanim. So there, Rashi just says soisim esedinim avim dayanim achem. But now we're talking about kaidim medin. Kaidim medin. We're not going to bring dayanim achem. Why should we bring dayanim achem? We have perfectly good dayanim here. But we have it Sad Shemi Yishmamish B'dvarav, and the Sad that Yishmamish B'dvarav, he was mitzaref to these 23 Dayanim already. And once he's mitzaref to these 23 Dayanim, then we can't vote without him. We have to vote with him. Ayis Nishtatik, Rani Sikh Kilu Chai, Rani Mukhaim. And that's exactly the Moras Tashma. That's the point in the Moras Tashma. The Moras says, you're telling me that we're Chayish Shemi Yishmamish B'dvarav, so why did Yishmam Chanina only say that if he said his Tainus, we give him a Roinoise Kilu Chai was Akim Kaimi, and he counts as a not guilty vote. Even if he was Loizika, he just said Yeshli Lamed Olus Chus. We're chayish Hashem Yishma Amish Dvarav. He was in a star for the minion, and the Beis Din can't vote without him, and we have to vote with him. And what kind of vote is going to have? Well, Hashem Yishma Amish Dvarav. We're going to have to count him as a not guilty vote. Misafik. We're going to have to count him as a not guilty vote. That's the Gemara's Toshma. And for the fact that Yishma Mechanina didn't say it, you see, they were not chayish Hashem Yishma Amish Dvarav. We must know it's not a riot. The Beis was Dibur Behoiva, but in the Chanan. I think that's the Mahalach here in Rashi. So Zachinu, that we have two Mahalachim in the Gemara, the Ran's version of Rashi and the way we have the version of Rashi. It's two different Mahalachim in the Gemara. Okay, now I want to talk about something else. Talk about Rabbi Yehoshua Bechanina himself. Just this memory of Rabbi Yehoshua Bechanina. Echel men tamidim shaziku meis roino sikul chayim uzakim uzakim. So the Pashat Shabbat says in Reza Mechanina, so Marit HaKachidosh, that a dead man could have a vote in the Gemar Din. This guy's dead. But since we know what he thought that he was Malamitzchus. We know he held that we should be Mezakeh. And he was Mitzarev to the Minyan. So when it comes to the final Minyan, he continues to be there. He continues to be there, and he gets a vote of Zakai in the Gemara. That's a chiddush, but that's what it says. I mentioned yesterday the Ran in the previous parak, and the Rabban also in the Teres Adam, but it's printed in the previous parak too. Say that you see from here a raya that when the Gemara says that. When the Mishnah says that Maile Moisai, that we bring them up to the Beis Din, it means not just to talk to, just not only to participate in the conversation, but we're Maile to the Beis Din, that he gets it, that the Talmud gets a vote in the Gemar Din, because that's the whole point of Yisrael. He says that even if he's dead, but from the fact that Yisrael Chani says that he gets a vote even if he's dead, so you see that when the Mishnah said that we're Maile Moisai, it means that he Haka gets a vote, he gets a voting seat. Gets a voting membership in the Beis Din. Basically, it's a chadash that he gets a vote even if he's dead. You know, the Ran started off; he wasn't sure if he gets a vote even if he's alive. Maybe the Mishnah just means Milo Moisi that we bring him up to the we bring him up to Beis Din and he can talk to the Dayanim and look good on his resume. But it's not that he actually gets a vote. So he says no. You see, Limar Faket. You see that even if he dies, he gets a vote. So that's a Marid HaKachidosh, that could have such a thing. And then it's very surprising because the halacha is that by the one who says like this, the Mishnah says that when Sanhedrin Adan, so anybody who is Malamed Schus cannot be Chayzer to be Malamed Chayva during the Masumata, during the discussion phase. Anybody who was Malamed Schus cannot turn around and then be Malamed Chayva. But by the Gemara Din, they're allowed to change their mind. By the Gemara Din already, if you were persuaded by the arguments, even though if you were Malamed Schus, you could turn around by the Gemara Din and be Malamed Chayva. So it's a little bit of a chiddush over here. This guy was Malamed Schus. If he would be alive, for all we know, then maybe by the Gemara Din he would turn around and be Malamed Chayva. So how does he get a... So why are we chayshish for that? Well, just a second, I had a good thought. I'll preface another question. Maybe one question I'll answer the other. Why did Rav Yosef Bechanina say his chiddush by Echem and Talmidim? In the big, it's important. But look at Rav Yosef Bechanina himself. Rav Yosef Bechanina himself could have said the same chiddush by Echem and Dayanim. Echem and Dayanim, who was Malamed Schus, and then he died. It's the same thing. How are you doing, Kabachan? Roy Nasi Kil Chayim was active in Kramer. So why do Rabbi Yisrael Chayim say it only by Echem and Talmidim? Maybe it's a Rebusa, it's a bigger Chiddush by a Talmud. Why is it a bigger Chiddush? Maybe it's a bigger Chiddush. And interesting is that the Chinuch, I don't remember now which one, the Chinuch, the Chinuch says, brings this halacha very briefly, but he brings this halacha by Dayanim. is it Loshon Chinuch now inside? Because now I want to double check. But that's my recollection, that the Chinuch brings this halacha by Dayan. Maybe somebody could check it out. But Tzahar and Rabbi Yosef Bechini himself, why did Rabbi Yosef Bechini only say it by Talmidim? By Echem and Talmidim? So I'm going to tell you in a minute what David Kalina says, but it just occurs to me now that maybe one question answers the other. Right? There's two questions. Question number one, how can Itaki give him a vote? How do we give him a vote by the Gemara Din of not guilty? How do you know? Maybe it would change his mind. Question number two, why did Yosef Chinin only say it by Echem and Talmidim? Why not say it by Echem and Adayon? Stephen.
Is it possible that the Talmud can retract, only the Dayan can retract?
I think maybe it's like this. What if one of the Talmidim said, Yesh to Lamed Olam Chayvah? L'chatchilo. What did Talmidim raise his hand? Yesh to Lamed Olam Chayvah. What's the din? Nothing. Mishasmes. The Talmud only has a right to be Oilu Lebeisdin, to be Melamed Schos, not to be Melamed Chayvah. So we give him a vote on that basis. So then it's Hakavari Mustaver that the Talmud has no right by the Gemara Din to change his mind and to vote to roll the Chiyuv. I mean, maybe he can just not vote. You know, if he changes his mind, maybe he'll just like recuse himself. I don't know. But maybe that he does have a right to do. But he certainly doesn't have a right to turn around and be Malam Chayvah. We would never be Malam to the basin to be Malam Chayvah. Mashenkin, the Yonim themselves, they have a right by the Gemara Din to vote however, to vote their conscience however they want. So Mumela, by what is that Yonim, if he died by the Gemara Din, we can't count him now as a vote to L'Schus. Maybe it's a vote L'Chiyuv. We have no idea. So then we probably have to just not count them by the vote. It'll be like if one of the Yonim said, Eini Yodea, which is a Mishnah. What happens if one of the Yonim says, Eini Yodea? So we don't have a quorum. We have to be, we're Malah to Talmidim. That's what happens. One of the Yonim says, Eini Yodea. So for every Dayan says, Eini Yodea, we're Malah to Talmidim. Then we can have a deadlock, and it's called Mishnah. That's Arichus in the Mishnah earlier. So what's the point that I'm making is, how it'll exactly play out, we'll have to know the details over there, but maybe that's the shot over here. By one of the Yomim, we have no idea how he's going to vote. He's not necessarily, just because he was in Muhammad's close, doesn't mean that in the final vote he's not going to vote L'Chiyuv. So if he dies, we have no idea how he's going to vote this dying. So he has to, we might as well know. So he's gone. So it's like he said, any of this. So now you're missing a die. What happens if someone would have died and died before he said anything? So you have to replace that dying with some of the Talmud. Masha'enkin, by the Talmud, by the Gemara Din, he for sure can't vote L'Chiyuv. The Talmud was only mitzvah to vote L'Schus. So that's the Chiddush, that even though he's dead, by the Gemara Din, we can't him L'Schus. Because we know he wouldn't be able to vote L'Chiyuv. Again, I'm not sure if he could change his mind and just not vote at all. Maybe he can't do that either. So then it's for sure good. So we know what he would have done. And even at the side that he could recuse himself, that he could just not vote at all. But he certainly can't vote L'Chiyuv. So we have to look for a Schusim. So since we have a Dayan here who certainly could not vote L'Chiyuv, we remind him only to vote L'Schus. So by the Gemara Din, he was oil based and only to vote L'Schus. This Talmud, he has a special status. Every other dying was oil to the base vote, either L'Schus or L'Chayva. And we don't know what's going to be, so if he dies, he dies. So what are you going to do? The Talmud was only mitzvah to the base and to vote L'Schus. So that's your base of any Yiskiddish. Since he was oil to the base and to vote L'Schus, interesting kind of guy. He's only oiled to vote L'Schus. So such a guy who was only mitzvah to vote L'Schus. So him could he's right. Let's go from the right to the left here.
Isn't
the Gemara
Lamed Daled
around
Mashma?
Yeah,
asked that question about the Talmud switching, and it's Mashma that he would be able to switch. It's just that he's not alive, so he can't.
Show me what you're looking at. That he could be chayzer, but he can't be chayzer l'chayva. He could be chayzer to nothing. And that's the shot. So that's like the second title what I was saying. You're right. I was missing that remark. No, is that like a first lemur? The Talmud could be chayzer, but he can't be chayzer to vote the other way. that I think is true. We're mishatkenes for that. He can be chayzer not to vote. So since he can only be chayzer, in other words, he can pull out of the beis din. So that already, since the maisa he was, we don't see that he pulled out. He was mitzarev to the beis din as a zakei vote. So he could have pulled out, but meanwhile he didn't pull out, and he just died. So he counts as a zakei vote. Mashenkin, the dying, the tzirif of the dying to the beis din is not as a zakei vote. The tzirif of the dying to the beis din is an open vote. So if he dies, how are you going to count him? You don't know which way to count him. Maybe it's still good. Yes, Stephen. I mean, Chesky.
Just to flush out what Rabbi was just saying, I didn't totally understand that why that very Gemara was asking it about a Rav. Why did the Gemara just answer there's a chiluk between a Rav and a Dami? If that was true. There's no such chiluk. Gemara is asking about a Rav.
Hold on. The Gemara is hakka being done in this halacha. Can they be chayzer by the Gemara din lechayva? Melamed schus, a dayin was melamed schus. Can he b'shas Gemara din be melamed chayva? That's the nidin of the Gemara. That's the nidin of the Gemara. Let me just talk this through. And the halacha said he could, but that's the nidin Gemara saying. Rav was mechadish that b'shas Gemara din he could be chayzer melamed chayva. Well, that's being right if Rav is right or not. So the Gemara says, Toshma, which is towards the end of the narrow, almost the last narrow line, Lamadal. Toshma, the Amr Beisu Vechanin, the Echad Medechamim Shazikul Meis, Roi Noisi Kilu Chai Baim Edim Koyme. The Amai, according to Rav, that by the Gemara Din, you could be Chayzer, so name the Ilu Havekayim, how the Hadar Bei Hashanami Mita. So why do we say that the Talmud, by the Gemara Din, could have been Chayzer? How can we count him? What is Rashi saying? I'm not sure how a double is going to learn this tomorrow either, but. So the Gemara answers, Hashtami lehadabeh. But Lemaisa, he's dead, so we don't see that he was Chayzer. So he has a right to be Chayzer, but we don't assume he would have been Chayzer. But Shalchim Yitam, the Gibbe Reskhani, and Mutsu Machal Rabbeinu. But it was Shalchim Yitam, but Reskhani is talking against Rav. Or he says, no, Ein Mutsu, forget, it's not against Rav. Because Rav says he's talking about where we know that he was Chayzer, and he was talking about where we don't know that he was Chayzer. It says in this Gemara Taka that I don't know if it says in this Gemara that the Talmud can be chayzer l'chiyuv. Maybe it can only be chayzer to zero. But it still says in this Gemara that would be called the chazara, and that's a reason really not to count as out. But we're not chayshish for it. We're not chayshish that he wouldn't be chayzer. Hashtemir le'hoda. We assume he wouldn't have been chayzer. And the Gemara's Meferish Medamet to a Dayan. But a Dayan, the Gemara had a Havamina that if, just like the Talmud can't be Chayzer, the Dayan can't be Chayzer. The Gemara said, no, everybody could be Chayzer. The Talmud could also be Chayzer. Again, I don't know if the Talmud could be Chayzer, but he could be Chayzer. And the reason why we count him as a vote is because since he died without being Chayzer, we assume, there's an inertia principle, we assume that he wouldn't have been a Chayzer. So I think you're right. So then it's against what I'm saying. So if that's the case, and this halacha should apply even to a dayan, that's what you come at here. Even a dayan who was melamed schus and died, we should see him by the gemara din ki luchayu ba'omid mekayu. And for that matter, luchayu. If one of the dayanim was melamed chayu ba'omid he died, should be the same thing. Right now you say ki luchayu ba'omid mekayu mekayu. Because hashdim yilei hoda. So this is why he's not going to fall. So then, why did Rav Yisrael Chanina say, Echem in the Talmidim, the same thing should be true by a dayan. What's your name again?
Jeremy.
Oh, behind you.
No,
okay. No.
Is it also
natural to
remember that the case of Echem in the Talmidim is talking about the Shas Gemardin,
No, the Gemara is asking, he's dead. How do you count him by the Gemardin? This dead guy by the Gemardin. He died before the Gemardin. By the Gemardin, we count him as a rogue. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe by the Gemardin, he would have changed his mind. So the Gemara says, no, we don't assume he would have changed his mind. But how did he die before the Gemardin?
Can we say that the reason why we specify Talmud is for the fact that Talmud was Yotzi time on the Or? But that doesn't have to express his opinion. We know.
Why is that so?
No, because the Talmud, he doesn't get put onto the Sanhedrin until he says something that's.
The Yonam is some also there. Each one says the reasons why they're Malam is Chayav, the reason why they're Malam is Chos.
Maybe to embed within his memory the Chiddush of the Ran and the Ramban, the Talmud is only a minion.
Yeah, but that's not his nidum. He's not here to tell me the Chiddush of the Ramban. He's here to tell me this Chiddush that the Rayon Isaac Kilchai might be Mubel.
Let me tell you
what Dovel Kalina has a word. It's not like Rashi, it's not like the Ramban and the Ran. It's not like the Ramban and the Ran. But he says some very little words of Dovel Kalina. I saw this already. Several Achraim want to say the following idea. The Briskerov says it. It's not in the regular Sar, but it's in a Torah journal I sent it to, as a thing. And I saw just now that what's her name? The Rosh Yeshiva in Chevron, Simcha Zelig, which is Som Derech, he also says it. But anyway, the first person who said it was Rav David Al-Kalina, the Shevaz David. David Al-Kalina was from Bel Eidar in the 19th century, for those who don't know. And David Al-Kalina was a young man, all the Bel Elita got together to, well, he was a boy, all the Bel Elita got together to discuss his education. It was such a phenomenon. Anyway, there's a lot of interesting stories about it. Anyway, Rav David Al-Kalina says the following. He points out also the Rambam. When the Rambam brings this halacha, brings it by Echem and Talmidim. Omer Echem and Talmidim Yeshu Lamed Elusos. Yes, why only Echem and Talmidim? Should be Echem and Dayanim. And altogether, it's a very strange halacha that talk about by the minyan you can count the dead person. He says like this. There's a very strange. The Rambam has an interesting sheet. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes. The Rambam is talking about a Gemara. The Gemara talks about whether a Rav and a Talmud, if they're on the same base, then they count as one vote or two. The Rav and the Talmud. So the Talmud is, he's a Talmud of the Rav. So maybe he should only count as one vote. Or Avu Bnoi, do they count as one vote or two? So there's a sugya about it. Most Rishonim have a different gears in the Gemara. Most Rishonim have a gears in the Gemara that wherever you need a base in a Rav and a Talmud count as one, and an Abba Benoi certainly count as one because the Kravim Zelazes can't be in the start. So only one could be on the base in. And it's only when you have something that doesn't need a base in altogether. It's not Hiro Balmo. So then all the Chacham get together. So a Rav of Abba Benoi and a Rav of Talmud, they can count the separate votes because they're not there as a base in. They're just there to be determined the halacha. But the Ravim had a different gears in the Gemara. According to which, by Dini Mominus, Rav of Anoi counts as one vote, and by Dini Nefashis, they have to go. Here, by Dini Mominus, the Rama says, Avu Benoi, Harav Tamidoi, they count as two votes. And by Dini Nefashis, and Makis, and Kiddush HaChodesh and Yom HaShoneh, Avu Benoi, Rav HaTalmidoi, they only count as one vote. How could they have a vote at all? They crave him. So then the Rambam goes on and says, Zeshon Umayinu Ma'avi Ma'ben, Ben Be'echa Ben B'Shnayim. How could they be on the same basis in B'chal? kigoyin shoyu echad mehem b'sanhedrin v'hasheni hoyu minatamidim sh'omer yesh li lam eschus haychayva. Kind of chayva, how that could be chayva. I don't know. Shoyim edvarov v'noysin v'noysin imoy v'nimnim imoy. And there's a minion, and in that minion, the Av and the Ben and the Rav and the Talmud, by Dini Mamad is kept. There's two votes, and Binyan Fosh is kept. There's one vote, for whatever reason. I don't know why that's so given it. But Vishas Mardin and Gaimim is Adin Bekoivim. Shadayonim Hakoivim, Sulam Ludin Kemoshi is Bar. The halacha of Rav and Noyan, why is this difference Mamad is in the Fosh is that? I don't know. That's not nah, so given. But the double points to this Ram, and he says, you see in the Ram, a Mamad the Kachain thing, that there's a minion. Besides the minion for the Gemar Din, there's a minion in the Masu Matan. And if you have a Rabu Benoy, a Abba Talmidoy, and how do they wind up in the same basin? How do a father and son wind up in the same basin? Well, the father was on the basin, the son was in the Talmidim, and he said, Yeshli Lamadu of Skusay Chayva, and they were mile him. I don't know how they were mile him, Lechayva. Maybe they did a moment, they could mile him, Lechayva. So, and now the Talmud is, the son is there with his father on the same basin. So they count as two votes if it's Dini Mominus, and one vote if it's Dini Nefoshis, whatever the reason for that is. But that's only for the minion of the Masu Matam. But B'Shas Mardin, they're Kroibim, they can't be on the same base then at all. Says their Ayvid. The Masu Matam, my minion eco. What minion do you have by the Masu Matam? They're talking and learning. What's the Masu Matam? What's the minion? The minion is B'Shas Mardin. As of Davidol, we see from this Rambam and the Pesukov, and also they say that we see from this Rambam that the Rambam has a Sheh Chiddush that besides the minion of the Gemar Din, there's a minion in the Masu Matan. Davidol explains, I think the Pesukov says it slightly different. But I think the Pesukov says it, I don't remember, I don't have it in front of me, maybe somebody has it. Does it say here this, the Pesukov, but I just send it to you without telling you who it is?
It says on time.
Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe they say it the same way. They say there's a minion to be kaveya the halacha, and then there's a minion to kaveya the din of this person who's in front of us. And first, I have to determine what the halacha is. You know, what's the halacha? Maybe Yishalim Das. Maybe there's a shah. It's the could be halachic issue. They have to make what's the halacha, and then on the basis of whatever the halacha is, then they're placing the din in the particular case. That's what the Biskrov says. So there's a minion in the halacha, and then there's a minion in the particular case. Think of Davidol says a little bit differently. Not inside the halacha in the particular case. There's a minion, what should be the din. And then they sign, they vote. It's a different nuance. You know, let me say about that, I don't worry about differences in nuance. The kids here, they say, you see in the Rambam that there's two minion. There's a minion in the Masu Matan, the Biskrov's Nusuf, that's the minion to be kaveh the halacha. And then there's a minion of the Gemar Din to be kaveya. What's the din of this particular nidin? So the Rambam held to be kaveya the halacha. You can have an avu b'nai. You can have kreidim. It's not a nidin. It's not a minion on a particular person. And that kind of minion of avu b'nai could be mitzar. Maybe you don't have din. Maybe it's not a regular kind of based in the kedin. It's a kibbutz hachachamim. Maybe that's the idea. I don't know exactly what the idea is, but as they state in the Rambam, that there's a minion in the Masu Matan to convey the halacha, and that doesn't require regular dina basin. You can have avu b'nai in such a minion, but it's a minion, and that the minion is kavei al piroi deis what the halacha is, and then based on what the halacha is, then you have the dayonim, and that's more limited. It can't be avu b'nai. It has halachas based in avu b'nai can't be in the same basin. Then the basin is kavei the din lagabi the particular nida. They both say, both the Biskov and the Davidol Kalina, they both point out there's another Rambam, very talented Rambam. The Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Ches. You know, the Mishnah said that even the nida himself, the Yosef the Horu, could say Yeshli Lamed Al Schus, Yeshli Lamed Al Atzmi Schus. The Lashon Rambam is Afilu Omer Hanida Atzma Yeshli Lamed Al Atzmi Schus Shoyim Loi Va'Oyle Leminyan. Rushi and Mamish Bidvar. Here, my son. The Nidan Atzmai, he's taking out the killed, and he says, Yesh Din Lamed Al Eschus, and they bring him back, and he sits on the court, and he's Oilu Leminyan, and he gets a vote. How could in Hilchus Beis Din, the Nidin himself could be a member of the Beis Din. How could that be? It's impossible. Even a Karv can't be a member of the Beis Din. The Nidin himself could be a member of the Beis Din. He's Oil the Minyan. You say, it's not that Minyan. It's the Minyan to convey the Halach. The Yetzili Harik, he's a Lamdan. He says, if he's Mamish with Dvar, he comes and he says, Dvarim Shel Tam. So it's like any other Chacham, he gets a right to the vote just because he's Chayim Misa. That doesn't mean he's not a... doesn't mean that we don't revoke his smicha. He has a... maybe Chayim Misa Taka, but... I mean, assuming he's a Gila Eira. Well, there's all kinds of things we can say over here. So anyway, he comes back and Taka gets a seat, and they give him a seat, and he votes to be Kavei Nalok. Avadu, when they come to be to pass him the din, that he can't vote, and that would be ridiculous. So you see this Tuni Doinu. So they take that a step further, and they say, and this is what he doesn't say, but they say that this halacha, that the Talmud is Oilu Laminyan, from a Shivan Oisai, and he gets a vote, it doesn't mean he gets a vote in the Gemara Din. He doesn't have smicha b'chala dayonus. Why should he? How can he have a vote in the Gemara Din? So Dovel is the explanation. Who says he's even a somach? He gets a vote in the Masu Matan. Since he's obviously the Halachochim, he's Yishmamish B'dvar, B'lechem and Talmidim. So the Masu Matan to the Kevei Halach, he gets a vote. That's what it means that they're Mitzarek from the Minyan. But not in the Gemara Din at all. But that Masu Matan has consequences, because however they're Kevei Halach, the Gemara Din has to be based on that Halach. And it's clapping that the Gemara says, Derechen with Hanirim Sheziku Meis, so he really knows Sikil Chayva Umezakadim Kremah. Lagabi the Gemara Din, you need a Beis Din, and you need Hilchas Beis Din, and Hilchas Beis Din is Halachas, can't have a Korov, and it can't be Avu Bnoi, Kremim Zelazer, and there's Halachas, who could be a Dayan? And one of the Halachas is that he can't be dead. A dead person can't be a Dayan. So he can't, that's for sure, he says, look, I'll be the Gemar Din, if the guy's dead, he's not mistaken for the Gemar Din. When a Dayan dies, you have to bring in Nudayon. Loyal Zeh Anudonu. The Halacha of Reinei Sikilu, Chai Umezakim Umkoyme, was said, look, I'll be the Masu Umakinship, like the minion of the Masu Umakin. But that, even if he's dead, but he said his timing, and for that he gets a vote to be Kereh the Halacha. So he goes on with Dovel, not only the Sibish Gov says, Dovel says more. Now what will be the following case? He says, one of the Dayonim said he was a Malamed Schus, and then he died. What will be, so now what will happen? Let's play it out. One of the Dayonim was a Malamed Schus, and the Dayan died. So what do we have to do? For the Gemara Din, he's dead. He can't be Mitzar for the basin for the Gemara Din, so we have to bring in Dayonim to replace him. So we're going to bring a new Dayonim to replace him. Probably two new Dayonim, like maybe a day. I think two new Dayonim. Okay, so now we bring in two new Dayonim. But before they actually do the Gemara Din, they also have to have, there's also a minion for the Halacha. For the minion of the Halacha, that Dayan still gets a vote. Because he's not worse than Echem and the Tamidim. He can't be a member of the Beis Din Lagabi the Gemara Din because he's dead, and dead people can't be members of the Beis Din. But Lagabi Halacha being Oile Imohem to be for the Masu Matan, if he said the Schos, he's Lagar from Echem and Atanim. Could be if he said Lachayv and Af. Because if he said Lachayv and he died, a member of the Beis Din, he can't be because he's dead. And to be Mitztarek with Torah's Talmud, he can't be Mitztarek because that's only the Schos and not Lachayv. But if the one of the Leonim said, Ishlam and the Schos, and he died, so you'll replace him as a Dayan, but he'll still be counted the Laminion, the Masa Matan, the Torah's Talmud. So he says, that's why Rabbi Yosef Echanina said a Lashon of Echem and the Tamidim. If it'll be Echem and Ayonim, it will also be Mitzar, it will also be Oymed, Rainos, Yuchayv, Oymed, and Kaimai, but the Torah's Talmud, not the Torah's Dayan. Because Dayan means to be a member of the Beis Din, and if he's dead, he's for sure not a member of the Beis Din. Talmud means somebody who's Mitzarev to the Masa Matan and to the Minion of the Masa Matan, but not to the Torah's based in Shiva. So echad min adayonim sheziku meis, itakim roi roi sikil chai voim umezakim im kaimai, as a Talmud, but as a Dayan is replaced. And that's the deal, that's where the Rambam, the Rabbi Yisrael Chanin himself, and the Rambam, when he brings the Rabbi Yisrael Chanin, that's what the Rambam says, omer echad min adayonim, yeshi l'ham ad usus. Not echad min adayonim. Then we're talking
about counted the Halacha
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. I think the whole baya is like that. The baya of Omer Echad Yesh Li Lamed Oleschos will be also not for the Gemara Din. It'll be for the Masumat. I think it was the whole thing that way. Yeah, it's going to sound like the Rav's not the Rambam. Here they all the Rav's Masik and the other Yishayim, the whole Rambam starts with that because he had this Girsa about Abu Bnoi. That they're mistarif, and hackney mistarif, that the Khaiva, well, the Rabbis are Shmu Shikta, they're mistarif for the Masamath, and the Rabbis are such a gross animal. The other Shayim don't have that Kirsten Gemara altogether. Avim Lay, not mistarif for any basin. And that says that mistarif is talking about for like Hairo Baalma, you know, he said, a hetter, we don't need a basin there. The other Shayim don't have the other Shayim don't have any reglaim for this one. They're saying it in the Rama. And this one, if it fits in the Gemara, that Ramadan, and it's a beautiful.
Can't
what?
Can't it be Ramadan? Because the Gemara like that also has a kasha if we're talking about Gemara Din.
So that's what I'm wondering. It has to stem with the Gemara Lama Dalit. The Gemara Lama Dalit said, Rav was Mechadish, that even though a Zaki can't be Chayzim Malamed, a Zaki can't be Chayzim Malamed Chayva, but B'shas Ma'adin he could. So the Gemara asks, what about Echad Mechad Tamidim? Because Echad Mechad Tamidim, right? Nice to kill him, Zaki Mechad Chaymai. Well, sure, maybe do Mahadabe. Why don't we Chayzim? It'll be Chayzim, but B'shas Ma'adin he could be Chayzim. The Gemara answers, Hashtem Yilay Hadabe. What do you mean? B'shas masu matin, you can't be chayav. B'shas matin, we're not talking. I don't see how. What is he going to do with this gemara? I could always get half this time. How does the Rambam bring this halacha? I don't know what the devil is going to do with this Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph. I think we'll stop here. Maybe it's worth. I have to still take a look inside. Maybe he talks about it. I didn't give the whole. You have to know how it works to Shavuot Lamed. This is why the Svarim are not so learned. Because he was a super, super genius. And he would start off on a topic, and then he would have like a footnote. A Haggah. And then in the middle of the footnote, he would have a footnote on the footnote. So there's a Haggah on the Haggah, and then there's another footnote on the footnote of the footnote, and that goes back, and sometimes it never actually gets back. I've seen something never really gets back. So it's like everything's coming at you. So that's why before they had the computer, you know, the search engines where you can just find the little thing that you're looking for, it was very hard to use. So I only Xerox you like part of it, you know, because I skipped the foot. What I made a PDF out of was the Chakila holding a footnote. The footnote has footnotes and I didn't give you the footnotes on the footnote. So I have to take a look back inside and Michelle's done, and maybe he talks about this. So often in the morning, it's hard to imagine that he missed this.